And then this one night, we're just watching TV after dinner like we always do. And that's when Larry told me that one of Mama's chores had always been to massage his you-know-what.
Did Larry expose himself to you?
All through the show.
Did Larry have an erection?
That's putting it mildly.
Did he ask you to perform oral sex for him?
At first, I mean, he just had me hold on to his, you know, what, during whatever happened to be on TV. He didn't get around to the other thing you just mentioned for a while. I guess he figured if he went all slow-like, I wouldn't freak out and get him in trouble. But back then, I didn't even know that stuff we was doing was criminal.
Vanessa, victims often blame themselves. It's a common occurrence. But make no mistake about it, you are the victim.
Really, Bob?
Absolutely.
I mean, I was such a baby back then, I didn't even know why men would want all that stuff done to him in the first place.
Vanessa, my God, you were a child. You must have been so confused.
You know, and when he did that thing that you mentioned for the first time, I swear to Christ, I thought he was going to the bathroom in my mouth.
Vanessa, do I have your absolute trust?
I guess I trust you more than I've ever trusted anyone in my whole life, Bob. And I really mean that.
Thank you. The reason why I'm asking, there's this very powerful new psychological technique that I'd like to try on you. I think it could really help you. What do you think? Would you like to give it a try?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, it consists of a battery of questions that are designed to trigger certain elements of your subconscious. And I've got to warn you, Vanessa, in this technique, it can be uncomfortable.
Go for it, Bob. I mean, if you think it's gonna help me.
Okay. Okay. Let's get started. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
A few moments ago, you were telling me that you felt like Larry had gone to the bathroom in your mouth. Those were your exact words. Do you remember? Now, at that exact moment when Larry ejaculated in your mouth, did you feel as though somehow you were being transformed into some kind of a human urinal?
What kind of fucking questions are these, Bob?
Vanessa, you have to answer with the first thing that comes into your mind. It's very important.
I knew I was flesh and blood.
I understand that, but you have to tell me exactly how you felt. You have to learn how to express your feelings out loud.
It felt just like you said.
Say it out loud, Vanessa.
Felt like I'd been transformed into a human urinal.
It's very good, Vanessa. Very good. Now tell me this, and this is absolutely crucial. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Vanessa, did Larry try to fuck you?
God, he tried later on.
Vanessa! Did you like it when Larry fucked you? Vanessa, I told you this can get very, very uncomfortable.
Pull on over right now!
We're not finished yet.
Oh, yes, we are. We are definitely finished. Now, you pull on over.
Vanessa, you can suffer irreparable damage if you break it off like
this. I don't give a goddamn!
Jesus Christ!
alive.
Hey. Hey. I gotcha.
Is it dead?
If it isn't, I'm gonna have a hell of a job skinning the bastard.
getting married.
Yeah, let's have a bachelor party with chicks and guns and fire trucks and hookers and drugs and booze.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All the things that make life worth living for.
Ah!
We'll get him. I know it hurts.
You messed with the wrong brother, man.
quick as mine. Pull up to his bumper, we'll blow his head off.
Just pulled up in the cab.
We'll be right back.
to leave me alone. He's laughing for someone else, but it tells you the truth. You're weak. I'm gonna make it.
of All-American Wrestling, and it's going to be a very special, special show. Right now, let's John join the rowdy one, Roddy Piper, in his pit.
All right, AC baby, how are you?
Great.
Nice to see you, glad to see you. I want to bring out the greatest tag team the world has ever seen. You people wouldn't be able to appreciate it. Jim the Anvil, Neidhart, Bret Hitman Hart. Are you kidding me, man?
Hey, listen, baby. Piper, hey, baby. Are you jumped out there? The Hitman and myself are hungry. We are so hungry that we will beat anybody. We are hungry. We are happy. We are so happy. Aren't we?
Hey, Roddy. Yes. Roddy, one great individual to another. Let me just say one thing. Everybody, all you morons know one thing, that you're looking at the greatest team in professional wrestling. And it's high time you start to appreciate us, because we're going to be the next world champions.
I give you my kilt.
Did I give you my sunglasses as a personal...
All right, Barbo!
We're so hungry! We're so... Oh, excellent! Excellent! We're so hungry! We'll take anybody for the tag belt! We have high anxiety, baby!
You see, you know what it really breaks down to? Is don't you wish that you were us just for a second? So when you go home and you see your girlfriend or your wife, they could appreciate you as much as they appreciate us. See you later, alligator.
So many songs about rainbows and what's on the other side. Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone believed it. Look what it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing, and what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. All of us under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep, and have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? The voice might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be.
Quite a story, yes? Any questions for Edward?
Yeah.
get way over. Stand right up.
What's been the best part of your new life here in town?
The friends I've made.
Any other questions?
Have you ever thought of having corrective surgery or prosthetics? I know a doctor that might be able to help you.
I'd like to meet him.
We'll get that name after the show. Thank you very much. That's very nice. Anyone else? Yes, stand right up.
But if you had regular hands, you'd be like everyone else.
Yes, I know.
I think he'd like that.
But then no one would think you were special. You wouldn't be on TV or anything.
No matter what, Edward will always be special.
More questions? Yes. Stand right up.
Your work is so interesting, distinctive, and unique. I wonder, do you have any plans to open your own beauty salon?
Oh, there's an idea. Good idea. Anyone else? Yeah. Stand right up.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Sure he does. Right, Kim?
Right, Kim? Great, now you got him to stop.
Knock it off, Bubba Butt.
You did it.
So?
How about it, Edward? Is there some special lady in your life? We'll take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Why are you laughing? He got hurt.
What? He's a little shock. What do you care?
A little shock?
I wish we'd been taking that. I'd give my left not to see that again.
like this one's on you, dude. Oh, who's got the Buku Dolores today?
Uno Dinero.
What have you got, Mr. Buckman?
I got a cigarette.
I got Uno Nicolette.
Hey, you guys had shirts on when you came in here.
There's something happened to him, man.
Come on, Spicoli, just put the shirts back on. You see that sign?
No shirt, no shoes,
no dice. All right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
Well.
Wonderful human being I really am. I want the captain. Oh, wonderful to see you. I have asked you to come out here because truly you are now manager of, again, World's Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, Barry Windham and Mike Rotundo, which makes it 16 times.
This is my 15th championship, and I'm proud of it, perhaps the greatest of all time.
I'd just like to say that in having you here, my honest opinion of you managing is I truly believe that you are one of the biggest pigs that I have ever seen in my entire life. No, wait a second. Wait. You tell me, you're talking about being born in the USA with these...
That's right,
with these boys, you have these silly little things on
me. What? Don't you ever put your hands on me, Pipey.
Wait. You figure you were going to be able to do even if I wanted to put my hands on you.
Yeah, I'm not putting these belts right around your head. Maybe that's what I'd be able to do.
Oh, you know that? Wait, you fat slob. I'll fight.
Listen here, buddy. Some things just don't come that easy. We worked our butts off to get those belts.
You didn't fight nobody. You didn't fight no men to get this, man. You guys are champions now, but you fought nobody. You want to fight somebody? Why don't you fight?
Oh, I would like to.
Why? Well, we'd love that. Why don't we accept the match with you? You against my champion.
Sunshine, I've given you dirt. You've given me nothing but heartache and hurt. I'm begging you sweetly, I'm down on my knees. Oh, please grow for me. I've given you plant food and water to sip. I've given you potash, you've given me zip. Oh God, how I missed you. Oh Pod, how you tease. Now please, grow for me. I've given you southern exposure to get you to thrive. I've pinched your back hard like I'm supposed to. You're barely alive. I've tried you at levels of moisture from desert to mud. I've given you grow lights and mineral supplements. What do you want from me, bud? I've given you sunlight. I've given you rain. Looks like you're not happy, lest I open a vein. I'll give you a few drops, if that'll appease. Now please.
Lying around shit!